Today on Gardening in a Minute, the praying mantid. The praying mantid is an unusual-looking insect that gets its name from its characteristic position, holding the upper body upright, with enormous serrated front legs bent as if in prayer. The praying mantid has a long body and a tiny triangular head with large eyes on either side. Many are tan or light green-colored, but some resemble flowers or leaves in shape and color. Mantids are often seen in late September or early October, either resting on a plant or fluttering through the air. They can get quite large, up to 5 inches long. Although somewhat intimidating, praying mantids neither bite nor sting humans. In fact, the praying mantid is considered beneficial for the garden, as it eats many pest insects, including moths and flies. For more information about the praying mantid and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gardening books. Gardening books are fantastic resources for gardeners. To get the best information on landscape care, choose your books carefully. Look for Florida-specific books for advice on practices and varieties suited to the state. Books published by the University of Florida are based on the latest science and are always a good bet. You can also ask your county extension agent what gardening books he or she recommends. You don't have to spend a lot of money on gardening books. You can always check out the selection at your library or share books with gardening friends. And the books don't have to be filled with color photos. High-quality line drawings can also provide excellent guidance. Remember, a good gardening book won't ever really go out of style. For more information about gardening books and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winter squash. If you're looking for something fun and tasty for your vegetable garden, consider planting winter squash. Squash are classified into two groups, winter and summer. Winter squash come in many different shapes, sizes, flavors, and colors. They differ from summer squash because they're harvested when the rinds harden. Popular types of winter squash include butternut, acorn, pumpkin, and spaghetti, and they usually have orange or yellow flesh. Squash are typically vining plants that require considerable growing space. You can also get bush or semi-vining types for small gardens. Winter squash mature late in the growing season and have a long shelf life, so traditionally they were a staple of many people's diets. Even though the name says winter, you should grow your winter squash in spring and fall. For more information about winter squash and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, hand watering. Hand watering means using a watering can, pail, or hose to irrigate plants. When Florida's water management districts limit landscape watering, you can typically only water 1 or 2 days per week. But hand watering is usually allowed more frequently than automatic irrigation, and it's a good technique for irrigating potted plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and flower beds. Hand watering uses a lot less water than automatic irrigation systems, and you're less likely to lose water to evaporation and wind drift. Just make sure you don't overwater. Plants often need less water than people think. To help cut down on waste, don't leave your hose unattended when it's running and use a shutoff nozzle. Most importantly, wait until your plants begin to wilt before watering them. Before then, they probably don't need water. For more information about hand watering, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, all about stormwater runoff and why you should care. In Florida, our landscapes are dotted with rivers, lakes, and streams. These surface water bodies can be harmed by excess water from landscapes. Water leaving landscapes often runs over impervious surfaces like driveways, sidewalks, and roads, flows down storm drains, and eventually finds its way to our water supply. This unabsorbed runoff often contains nutrients that fuel algal blooms in water bodies. These blooms smother natural vegetation and deplete oxygen, killing fish. Properly maintained lawns and landscapes can help filter water as it runs off, protecting Florida's waterways. You can be part of the solution. Reduce stormwater runoff from your landscape by keeping rainwater on your property with a rain barrel or a rain garden. Always use pesticides and fertilizers wisely as well. For more information about stormwater runoff, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.